Lincoln star Lindsay Park and David Hayes is joining us. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
Takes a lot of pressure off when you can get a two-year-old up and going early and earn some prize money.
Yeah, it does. And she's done a terrific job. She's just not a stakes winner yet. That's why we're running her this week. And if she is very impressive, we'll back her up. And otherwise we'll go for the Percy Sykes 3 weeks between runs.
Okay, so she needs to show you that she's capable of backing up. It's not a guaranteed.
Not a guarantee, but I expect her to run well, and if she's pretty convincing, she'll invite herself in. But we don't necessarily need to have a runner in their gold slipper unless they warrant it.
Understand. I know she's been in Sydney, I presume, for a few days. How did she come out of that competitive Blue Diamond?
Oh, you could have run her the next day if you wanted to.
She
really came out of it brilliantly. She's a very tough Nakoni filly that will keep getting better with age, I think.
Yeah. And she's got that letdown of speed that you love to see.
Yeah, she has. And she's never run a bad race in her life. And the only time she was out of a place, the Oliver thought she should have gone pretty close to winning in one of the preludes. So very underrated. But she might come on the slipper radar after the weekend.
Yeah. And she's got to Sydney. She's pleasing the team there?
Yeah, she's been there for a week, and she had a gallop on the Sydney leg with Kofila on Monday morning, and she worked very well.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. All right. Well, you sound positive about her. Just on Kofila, set to run on the weekend as well?
Yeah, we've got a dual nominated. She's borderline to get in the Group 1 mare's race, and she's in the far lap as well. So she'll be definitely running up there. Which race, we're not sure yet.
Okay, we'll wait and see when the final field. Would you love to run in the first race you mentioned there?
Oh, she was very impressive in the Group 2 last start. Probably would prefer to run in the Group 1, but if she runs in the Group 2, she can run in the binary 2 weeks after that against her own sex and age.
Yep, okay. All right, we'll wait and see what happens tomorrow with the Coolmore Classic. The All-Star Mile barrier draw will happen over the next hour or so. You've got two runners there, Hawkshot and Aphrodite. Are they well?
Yeah, they're in really good shape. I was happy with their lead-up races in the Guineas, and I think they're about to peak, actually.
Yeah, okay. They're just showing. I know Aphrodite's a new horse for you, but the one thing with Hawkshot is that you know where he's going to be, and he might be able to control and dictate from there.
Yeah, so the other day he did a mighty effort because he drew the outside gate and he rolled to the front, and there was like a 40-knot headwind, which you couldn't probably feel in Sydney, but he worked hard into it and held on well.
What about Harlem? We're going to see him in Sydney after that great win again.
Yeah, we're going to go for the Randbet and hope Winks runs in the. I think the George Ride is definitely the right race for us.
Yeah,
I think. Probably...
Oh really? Oh, from a rival trainer, you're pushing her into another race. That's no surprise.
I'll help Chris whenever he wants.
I reckon you're going to be right, but you might meet the Autumn Sun.
He was a pain in the neck last weekend.
Yes.
He was very, very good. But I thought he might run in the Rosehill Guineas if he was going to go to that distance.
You are working real good this morning, aren't you?
Well, just common sense sometimes prevails.
Well, they got a meeting this afternoon, the Autumn Sun team, to work out what they're doing. Maybe you need to be a part of that meeting. We'll wait and see what they end up doing. He's come through well, Harlem?
Yeah, really well.
Yep.
And he's sort of a bit of an underrated horse, dual Australia Cup winner, and set to run well in Sydney.
Yep. And, mate, I better ask you about 50 Stars. It's going to run in Sydney as well.
Yes, very good informed horse, and some people say he should have been in the All-Star Mile, but now he's going to be set for the Doncaster.
Okay, and you're lightweight there, you're only 50 or something, aren't you?
Yes, and he's a quality horse, and if you get the Sydney big wet, he's very good on rain-affected ground.
Understand. We'll see 50 stars on the weekend. David, thanks for your time. We look forward to seeing a few of those on Saturday at Rose Hill. Does Lincoln stay, if we get a few showers, is that okay?
She ran on Melbourne Cup Day and got beaten an inch. And that was the day they had that tight, like the incredible amount of rain during the race. And it was a soft six. So she was pretty good on it. So I think she'll be okay.
Beautiful. All right, we'll wait and see how that plays out. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks, Andrew.